Welcome. This is Tammy Adams here on Karma Talk. I'm excited to be able to be here today because there's so many things that have to do with life purpose. When you think of life purpose, are you allowing yourself to really connect to who you are, why you're here, opening the doors towards opportunity each and every day? First things first, I'd love to start with just opening, connecting with our guardian angels, connecting with our spirit guides, and being thankful for the opportunity and for the doors that have already been opened, for the lessons that we have continued being taught so that we can continue to grow and go through transformation in the most positive way. Many of us don't think of the bad that it can be, and it is potentially a benefit in so many ways. So when you have a bad breakup and you're involved with a relationship, but yet that relationship, we assume, is so amazing and so spectacular. But then when we lose that relationship, we're devastated and we are in so much pain. But maybe 6 months go by, 3 months go by, and we realize it was a gift from our angels. It was a gift from our spirit guides, from those who have passed on into the spirit realm and are watching over us and seeing how to protect us more than we can protect ourselves. To all of you out there listening, welcome. I am Tammy Adams here on Karma Talk. To me, when I think of really allowing myself to be here to speak to all of you, I quite often think about the most significant thing that matters and what brought me here today. And what brought me here today is me having a gift, an intuitive ability so that I can be able to communicate with your guardian angels and your spirit guides. And through my travels and through my life that I have lived, I have been faced with so many negative experiences that most people in their lifetime will never have to face, thank God. But those experiences helped me to become who I am today so that I can stand here before you and teach you how to have self-love, teach you how to have the confidence that you need so that you can push forward, so that you can succeed and get through any tough time that is ahead of you or even currently or even behind you. So many of us don't realize that without forgiveness, without healing from the past, we cannot be transformed and we cannot move forward into the blessings and the gifts that our guardian angels constantly are trying to perform and to give to us. Think about this for a moment. Getting on the road, the amazing, beautiful road to transformation. And when you think of getting on that road to transformation and really opening those doors and having this amazing, spectacular experience and this wonderful just excitement, this thrill that's within inside of you, right? And that's how I get so excited when I think of, oh my gosh, opportunity, oh my gosh, this is so wonderful, this is beautiful, this is a gift, thank you God. And I look at all those gifts. What are you doing to prepare for that? But let's even go further back. What does the road look like? Most of us, unfortunately, we think of the road and we visualize this road, and there's so much negative that's associated with that road. We think, gosh, well, what if the road doesn't have, you know, if it doesn't continue? What if the road has, a roadblock? What if the road is all cracked and my car falls down inside the, you know, the ditch of the road? What if as I'm driving on the road that it goes underwater somehow? Now, I've heard these stories from other clients and people that I've worked with throughout the years, how they express to me those same very examples that I have given to you just now. And when I think of those examples, I quite often think, wow, okay, I would have never thought of that, but okay, I get where you're coming from. You know, I have to look at it and understand how every door that they've tried opening and every door that many of us have tried opening seems to be set up with failure before we even open through, you know, push through that door, right? But what I'm here to teach all of you and to help you understand is that when you believe, when you have faith, when you know that God has your back and you know that your guardian angels are with you, I can only express to you how much success and how much happiness you actually do have to look forward to. So many of us don't look at those gifts, and that's what I want everyone to do today. So many of us have to go back in time, think about the things that have happened in your life that were not so wonderful, that were not so amazing. Whether it was a loss, whether it was a breakup, whether it was a unfortunate event, and go back into that time and think of how can you forgive that moment, how can you heal from that moment so that you no longer carry that burden on your shoulders. And then for those who are in denial and for those who are blocked, not in denial because you want to be in denial, but denial because your chakras and energy point levels in your body are just blocked, they're just stagnant, because you've had such a strong protection layer that you've kept up for so long, and you've just sat there and you've kept it up and kept it up, and you've put up this strength, and you've sat there and you said, I'm not going to let anything break me down because I am not going to get hurt again. And for those who have done that, know this. All of you still have a chance. We all have a chance. Our archangels that watch over us, whether it's Archangel Michael, whether it's Archangel Raphael, whether it's Archangel Gabriel, I love Archangel Gabriel, I love all of them, or even if it's a higher angel, maybe it's a seraphim or a cherubim angel, or your own personal guardian angel, how can you allow their assistance? How can you allow their relationship to be more connected so that you can hear them, so that you can grow, so that you can allow their gifts that they're constantly trying to give to you to actually work for you to have happiness, for you to have success, for you to have accomplishments? So many of us don't realize that we continue holding on to fear, and fear is actually a very, very, very huge thing that I want to talk about for a moment. Fear, so a lot of people talk about manifestation, which I'll be talking about in a short while as well. And we talk about, manifesting and bringing forward positive energy, transformation, movement, positive, good energy. But I've noticed that people don't talk about how through fear it creates negative manifestation. Through fear, it creates doubt. Through fear, it creates blockages. Plus so much more. Manifestation is a huge, massive thing that has so much power and so filled with energy. And we give it that energy. So how do you want to create your manifestation? What kind of energy do you want to put out there? Do you want to put out energy that is going to transform your life for the better? Or do you want to put out energy where you're going to continue being used? Or do you want to put out energy where you're going to continue to fall? Or do you want to put out energy where you're going to get sick and have health problems? Or maybe you want to put out amazing energy so you can succeed and connect with your soulmate? Or maybe you want to put out energy that is going to help to open doors to prosperity? And that's what we're working on this month. This month, the month of March, is the time for transformation, prosperity, happiness, good fortune. Good fortune meaning movement, huge amounts of accomplishment for financial success and prosperity in your life and every one of your lives. And for all of you who say, but how can I do that? That's where I used to be. I used to sit there and I used to say, wow,
I wish I can be that person that doesn't let fear get me down. I wish I can be that person that can get up on stage and talk to millions of people. I wish I could be that person that doesn't have to hide behind, you know, convent doors because that's where I felt protected. I always had fear that people were judging me, and people have judged me, and people have ridiculed me, and people still do. They judge me, they ridicule me, not because I'm a bad person, not because I've done something wrong, but because I'm misunderstood, because they don't understand the ability, they don't understand the gifts, the blessings that I am so fortunate to have. And even though the world, thank you God, has been transformed to where now it's okay to be intuitive, now it's okay to be a healer, now it's okay to talk about crystals, which is amazing. Sometimes it blows my mind away thinking how amazing it is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful we're in this day and age. When I was young, I really never believed that this was going to come to fruition and that we were going to be able to have an opportunity like this, because people were so against it, whether it was through religion or logic or scientists, whatever it may have been, atheists, people were very against it. And now I just want to be that person singing at the top of the tip of the highest mountain with the biggest microphone a person can have and scream to all of you and letting you all know that you can have happiness, that you can have completion. You can have all of it, not just some of it, all of it. So think about how you're manifesting. Think about your emotions. Number one, in regards towards being able to think about your emotions and continuing to push this forward as we teach and talk about how we're going to be able to bring forward movement, getting prepared for our life's purpose, helping to open that door to our life's purpose, which all has to do with positive transformation and moving our energy. Think about this. Throughout the day, how many times a day do you think positive? And throughout the day, how many times a day are you ridiculing and condemning others? And throughout the day, how many times do you realize that you've downgraded yourself? Throughout that time that you spent in that day, how many times have you said, I do deserve this? How many times in that day have you said, I know I'm amazing? How many times in that day did you say, I will never fail because I am only growing the more I go through the hard lessons that I literally leap over? How many times a day do you say, I deserve love and I deserve my soulmate? I deserve for my body to be healed and to be in good standing. I believe that I can communicate with my guardian angels. Think about that as you hear this, or even if you play it over and over. What are the things that you're telling yourself? Are you saying, yes, I can? Or are you saying, no, it's impossible. I can't. I don't see how it's going to happen. Most of the world, unfortunately, says I cannot. Very few people in the world, I have to use Donald Trump as an example, whether you like him, whether you don't like him, he proved a very big point in this world through his manifestation of believing and saying he knows he is going to become the president of the United States of America. What did he do? He became the president of the United States of America through manifestation. Not because he had the right name, not because he had the right documentation, not because he had the right support team, not because he had the background that he needed. He literally became the president of the United States of America through manifestation and believing and having faith and hope and knowing there is no such thing as impossible. There only is possible. And if he would have not succeeded in the second term of the fourth year, he would have made for sure and reran to make sure he was the president if he failed, which he did not believe he would fail, but he continued. The point is that he continued to believe. A man who, yes, a lot of people consider very egotistical, not the most amazing man, you know, whatever people say about him, to each their own. All of us have sinned. All of us have judged. All of us have continuously made mistakes. So I don't believe in judgment. I don't believe in ridicule. I don't believe that it's okay to do that to a person. And I'm not saying that anyone's perfect, because I don't believe anyone is perfect. But I do know, and I do see very clearly, that this is someone who is a great example for many people who don't believe in the power of manifestation. Because through his act of fearlessness and complete confidence, however he did it, he succeeded because of his energy, because of the way he felt. And this is the thing that you need to do with yourself. You need to believe in who you are. You need to allow yourself to open yourself up with inside your heart, with inside your mind, and focus on number one. And number one is self-love. When you think of self-love, think about, are you allowing yourself to realize how amazing you are? Are you looking at yourself in the mirror and sitting there and saying, I love myself. I think I am amazing. I know I'm amazing. And I'm going to make an amazing impression today with whoever I deal with, whether it's a stranger on the street, whether it's someone at work, whatever it may be. What are you doing? What steps are you taking so that you can really truly present self-love to yourself? What doors are you opening so that you can truly let these things take place in your life? Self-love is a huge thing. And when you think of the angels and you think of God and you think of our spirit guide, those who have loved us and those who have passed away, whether they were the most sweetest person or whether they may have made mistakes, once they go to that higher level and they go to that realm that is so amazing, they realize the power of love. And they realize through that power of love how amazing that feeling is and how spectacular that emotion is. And that feeling and that emotion keeps giving you this feeling of joy. It gives you this energy that you don't even know where it comes from. You're just like, where am I getting this energy from? I don't understand, where am I getting all this energy? And this energy just continues to go through you and goes through you. That's love. When you have self-love, knowing that you're amazing, not listening to the judgment, the ridicule, the condemning, the harsh words, the mistreatment that the world has went against us, said against us, acted against us, abused us, whatever may have happened, heal that, forgive that. Let that part of that pain go so that you can go in a higher vibration. You can be, not go, but you can be in a higher vibration. And you can let go of the pain and let go of the sadness so that you can be transformed into a positive, just going down a positive direction. Purpose. This is our focus today. I want to get back to why we're here, why we're on radio. Life's purpose. Why are you listening? How do I find my life's purpose? How do I connect? Self-love. That's one of the biggest steps. You cannot have your life's purpose. You cannot be a part of your life's purpose unless you understand and are truly a part of self-love. Self-love is a tall order. Many of us are taught when we are children, oh, your hair's too short. Oh, your hair's too long. Oh, you're not allowed to look like this. Oh, you need to have a perfect nose. Oh, you need to have perfect skin. Oh, you need to have a perfect leg. Oh, you need to have perfect fingers and this and that. You need to have your hair a certain color. You need to have your lips a certain color. Whatever it may be, there's judgment, after ridicule, after falseness in society. Civilization has taught us that unless we fit in the bubble that they have created, not the bubble that God has created, the bubble that man has created, that we don't fit in. And those who are outside of the bubble and the people that I have met, who I am most impressed with, like Mother Teresa, have nothing to do with that bubble. But the whole world knows her, and most of the world loves her. And guess what? She didn't care about any of that. She wasn't concerned how she was going to impress anyone or how she was going to dress so people enjoyed her fashion statement. Life is about so much more than we make it to be. It is amazing. So much, so much more. We make life so not significant. You get up, you go to work, you make money, you eat, maybe you have love, you go to sleep and you do it all over again the next day. Most people in this world are, how do I say it without it sounding bad? We are worker bees for those who have trained us to be in a certain lifestyle, that we are supposed to be eating, sleeping, breathing the way the world wants us to live, eat and sleep and breathe. And if you're unhappy, suck it up because at least you have a job. I don't believe in that. I believe in spreading our wings. I believe that life has to do with purpose. I believe that everything has a significance. I do not believe that anything is non-significant. I don't believe that the angels are not talking to us. I don't believe that our Creator was from a stardust that finally decided to move and then we continued to grow. And I don't believe in any of that. I believe that there is a higher power. I do believe that all of us, not some of us, all of us has a soulmate. I believe that every person on this planet has a purpose and a reason why we're here and a meaning to life. There's a meaning to life. So when you connect to self-love and you connect to loving yourself inside out, loving your toes, loving your legs, loving your eyes, loving your smile, loving every part of yourself, when you love yourself inside out, you realize how amazing you are. You realize. Then you have what begins to be self-worth. And then self-worth begins to grow. After self-love, you start having self-worth. And self-worth is very significant and very important for many reasons. Because without worth, without you knowing that you're worth it, without you realizing that you deserve it, then how are you ever going to connect to your purpose? How are you ever going to connect to being successful and prosperous and connecting with your soulmate? If you're not worth it, and you don't believe that God and the angels see you as being someone significant, which I believe every person on this planet is significant, then how are you going to have the gifts that you're meant to receive, to reap the rewards of the gifts that God has created for you? Reap the rewards that God has created for you. How are you going to do that without self-worth? How are you going to do that if you don't believe that you're amazing and that you do deserve it and you're worth all that? We have been taught to downgrade ourselves since kindergarten, preschool, first grade, second grade, high school, college, whether it's the Marines, the Army, it doesn't matter where it is. I've heard so many stories that I can share with you guys that I can talk on the radio for at least, I don't know, probably 20 years. And then that 20 years while I'm on the radio talking, I'm still going to be learning other things. Then I'm going to have another 20 years, then another 20 years that's going to keep on going. I have so many stories to share when it comes to what I've heard and things that would blow your mind away and you would sit there and you go, how could that even be possible? But guess what? I haven't heard all of them. And there's so many of you out there waiting to share your story and waiting to talk and really hear if your angels have messages for you. And for all those who really are trying to understand your story and really are trying to understand what's your purpose and why are you here and why have you went through the struggles that you've went through? Why did you go through the pain, the sadness, the neglect, the abuse? Don't hesitate to call. For all of those who are looking for answers, for all of those who want to understand what is your purpose on this planet, why have you been created, what is the meaning of life specifically for you, don't hesitate to call. Call 916-930-0781. 916-930-0781. Or if you want, you can go on my website, and then you can go to the contact page and email us with any of your questions or even your stories that you would love to share. Go to ask Tammy, T-A-M-M-Y, Adams, A-D-A-M-S, @gmail.com. AskTammyAdams@gmail.com. So if you're looking for answers and you're looking for information so that you can continue to prosper and you can continue to grow, don't even hesitate. Don't even hesitate. Just pick up the phone and call, and you will be receiving amazing answers. To all those who have been dedicated listeners and people who have been continuing to follow us, there is some things I'd love to share with all of you. This is not my only radio show that I have. I do have many things that I've been working on a lot lately. And for those who are interested in doing something from the kindness of your hearts to be able to be a part of a bigger purpose and to be a part of something that is going to help to transform the world, there is this nonprofit, the House of Angels Foundation. You can go to our website, globehealing.org, and it is a foundation which is to help to provide the necessity tools, funds, and support that children around the world need. To all of those who are looking to make a charitable donation, don't hesitate and definitely call the same number, and someone will be standing by the phone and being able to receive your donation, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $10, whether it's $100, $1 million. We're not particular in any way, shape, or form. We're trying to create a center and be able to do something that's going to help change these kids' lives, give them a place that they can call home, help them to be able to open the doors so that they can transform their lives from sadness and neglect and abuse into support and love and growing up with strength, growing up being whole again, so that they are no longer stripped from everything that they were given at birth, the gifts, the freedom, and all of that's been taken away because of the negative people that were a part of their lives. So we try to change that as much as we possibly can, and 100% of your proceeds, 100%, which many people could never say, go to the nonprofit, literally, so that it can make a difference in changing these kids' lives. So if you're interested, don't hesitate. Go ahead and call at 916-930-0781, and you can go to our website, globehealing.org. So focus. If you want to connect, and thank you for all those who are listening, if you want to focus on connecting with positive transformation, focusing on understanding your life's purpose and connecting to your life's purpose, remember the message: self-love, self-worth, and last but not least, self-confidence. All of those who are looking to open the doors within themselves, for all those who are waiting for transformation, don't hesitate. Take time now. Go also to my website if you're interested, and you can download the guided meditation CD, which is to help you to learn how to meditate and get rid of the blockages that are within inside of your energy field. If you feel like you need help, there's help out there for you. Don't hesitate. This is the thing. There's no better time than now. And I have believed this, and I have said this all my life. There's no time like the present. So if you're interested in helping yourself, invest in the number one, which is investing in you. Because without investing in you, no one else can do that for you. To all of you, it was a pleasure. It was a gift being able to be here today. I am Tammy Adams, your host, here on Karma Talk. God bless.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. Get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. All you pay for is data. Visit an Xfinity store or click now to see how much you can save with Xfinity Mobile. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity internet service. Equipment, taxes, fees, and other charges extra. Limited to 2 lines pending internet activation.
Please hold while your cancer is treated. Your approximate wait time is 15 radiation sessions and 300 pills.
Your cancer treatment shouldn't feel automated. At Dignity Health, our nationally recognized oncology specialists see the person behind the diagnosis so you can heal mind, body, and spirit. Find out more at dignityhealth.org/sacramentocancer. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.